China stonewalls as foreign media press for answers on purged top generals. After the sudden downfall of two of China's most senior military leaders, Beijing has largely evaded questions from foreign journalists, exposing strains in the Chinese Communist Party's information control and propaganda efforts. On January 24, China's Ministry of National Defense announced that Zhang Youxia, a vice chairman of the Central Military Commission, and Liu Zhenli, a fellow CMC member, were under investigation. Late that night, the military's official newspaper, the People's Liberation Army Daily, published a sharply worded editorial condemning both men in language rarely used against military leaders of their rank. With few official details released, the case became the central focus of a routine press briefing by China's Ministry of National Defense on January 29, where foreign journalists pressed for clarity. Chinese audiences, however, never saw most of those exchanges since the regime's media did not cover most of the press briefing. This was the first such briefing since the purge was announced. According to a video of the press briefing, released by Taiwanese media, nearly one-third of the more than 30 questions posed concerned Zhang's case. Journalists asked when the next CMC meeting would be held and who would attend it. Following the investigations into Zhang and Liu, the CMC's seven-member leadership, installed after the CCP's 2022 Party Congress, has effectively been reduced to just two figures, CCP leader Xi Jinping and vice chairman Zhang Xingmin. Defense Ministry spokesperson Jiang Bin refused to provide specifics, citing military secrecy. "I have no information to release," he said. When asked how many active-duty full generals are currently performing their duties, Jiang again declined to respond. Zhang's answers followed a familiar pattern. Asked whether anti-corruption campaigns might undermine China's strategic posture, he insisted that the more corruption is fought, the stronger combat effectiveness becomes. When questioned about whether the investigations into Zhang and Liu could affect China's military readiness or plans regarding Taiwan, Jiang reiterated Beijing's standard language on peaceful reunification while refusing to rule out the use of force. He also dismissed reporting by the Wall Street Journal alleging that Zhang had leaked China's nuclear secrets to the United States, telling reporters not to engage in speculation. In addition, reports saying that Zhang's removal could disrupt military-to-military communication channels were denounced as smears against China's anti-corruption efforts. Analysts say the aggressive questioning and Beijing's evasive responses highlight a fundamental contradiction in CCP governance. Wu Seiqi, a researcher at the Cross-Strait Policy Association in Taiwan, told the Epoch Times that media attention underscores the CCP's dilemma. "The regime seeks to tightly control narratives that could threaten political stability, yet its refusal to provide credible information only fuels further suspicion. This extraordinary level of secrecy makes the outside world even more eager to know what's really happening," Wu said. "It ends up making the CCP look more embarrassed." Wu added that Zhang's cautious, minimal responses reflected an atmosphere of anxiety within the CCP itself. "The answers may sound simple, but they reveal that the party is under stress." Feng Chongyi, an associate professor in China studies at the University of Technology Sydney in Australia, told the Epoch Times that foreign journalists' interest was entirely predictable given the scale and suddenness of the purge. However, he noted that Chinese spokespersons have little room to maneuver. "If questions cross an invisible boundary, all they can do is give vague answers or deflect," Feng said. "From Beijing's perspective, this is humiliating. They handled Zhang's case in a black box, gangland-style manner, and they can't offer the world a coherent explanation." What Chinese audiences didn't see. While the press briefing was reported by foreign media, China's own information controls were conspicuous. The January 29 press briefing transcript was released by China's Defense Ministry, and it removed all questions and answers related to Zhang, Liu, and military anti-corruption issues. A similar pattern emerged at the CCP's Taiwan Affairs Office press conference the day before. When spokesperson Zhang Han was asked whether Zhang's case would affect cross-strait relations, she paused to consult her notes before delivering boilerplate remarks about zero tolerance for corruption. The official transcript later removed all references to Zhang and Liu. Feng said the silence suggests she has ordered officials to keep a low profile until the case is fully resolved. This is an attempt by the regime to control the situation, he said. Since the January 24 announcement and the PLA Daily editorial that night, state media and military organs have largely fallen silent. Unlike previous purges of former CMC Vice Chairman Xu Caiho and Guo Buxiong, there has been no coordinated show of loyalty from military units or regional commands. Even a front-page PLA Daily editorial on January 30 praising anti-corruption efforts avoided mentioning Zhang or Liu. Power struggles behind the purge. The purge of the generals not only triggered attention from outside the regime. Hu Liren, a former entrepreneur from Shanghai who currently lives in the United States, said Zhang's sudden arrest rattled the CCP internally. The CCP can't explain this externally, and they can't explain it internally either, not even to ordinary people, Hu said. Xi Jinping has purged many generals since taking power. He calls it corruption, but in reality, it's factional struggle. This is just not a normal country. Zhang had long been viewed as one of Xi's most trusted allies, a fellow princeling backed by a powerful family in the party with significant influence in the military. His abrupt fall has prompted intense speculation about internal rifts. Hu argued that Zhang's stature made him a threat. He's too widely respected in the military. He knew too much about Xi. For Xi, who's trying to build a personal power dynasty, that's a threat. Feng said that after Zhang's removal, internal trust within Xi's own camp has collapsed. Last year, the CCP purged 9 military leaders seen as allies of Xi, and now even Zhang, once seen as unassailable, has not been spared. Xi is becoming increasingly isolated, Feng said. So many full generals have fallen that there's no one left to use. Promotion now looks like a step closer to dismissal. That's a real crisis. Wu warned that vacancies in key command positions remain unfilled, leaving the military's command system unstable. Xi himself appears deeply insecure, he said. Some in the military are angry about Zhang's arrest. Anti-Xi forces could act at any time. The situation he faces is growing more complex and more severe. Ning Haizhong and Gu Xiaohua contributed to this report.